At the port of Oakland today, more people are being escorted off the Grand Princess cruise ship and into federal quarantine after several passengers tested positive for the coronavirus. And now the Trump administration is warning some people to stay away from the ships completely. Here's Dr. Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, at a White House briefing last night.
Personally, I would never go on a cruise ship because I don't like cruises. But that's another story. But the fact is that if you have the conditions that I've been speaking about over and over again to this group, namely an individual who has an underlying condition, particularly an elderly person that has underlying condition, I would recommend strongly that they do not go on a cruise ship.
Taylor Dolvin covers the tourism industry for the Miami Herald. Taylor, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And Princess Cruises is based there in Miami, cruising a big business there in South Florida. How's all this negative attention going over there?
We haven't seen a tangible impact yet, but it's safe to say that the companies are sort of scrambling to figure out how best to address this. They are expected to present new safety protocols to the White House, ramping up everything from pre-boarding screening with temperature checks to solidifying their quarantine protocols if this does happen again. So we're waiting to hear about that today.
And meanwhile, are people still getting on ships there at the port of Miami? I mean, are they going on cruises?
Yes, I was out at the port yesterday morning, and there were thousands of people boarding cruise ships there. One woman even told me that she bought her cruise ticket within the last month and took advantage of some of the unprecedented deals that are being offered.
Is this a financial decision that people are making? Like, they don't want to be out the money that they spent, or they want to get a deal? I mean, are they just not afraid of being sick?
I think it's both things. The cruise companies have adjusted their postponement policies, so in most cases you are able to reschedule your cruise for a later date. But a lot of people say, look, I took the days off already with my job. I've been planning this for months. I met a couple yesterday who was boarding, planning to getting married on the ship and had 70 relatives and friends with them. And they said, you know, we're not going anywhere. We've been working on this for a year.
So that's the passengers. What about the people who are working on these ships? What are you hearing from them?
I talked to several cruise ship workers at Port Miami yesterday, and they're feeling scared, and they're also feeling really closed off from information about what's happening. They say that sanitation on ships has been stepped up. They're being encouraged to wash their hands really thoroughly and wipe down surfaces in their cabins, but they're definitely nervous and feel out of the loop.
And aren't some of those dock workers the ones who've recently gotten sick in Florida?
Yes, we have 4 total cases so far in Broward County, and 3 of those are workers at the port. To be clear, these aren't workers on board cruise ships. They provide services like bag handling and greeting actually at the port.
And what's the status of some of the ships that are out there right now in the ocean? I understand there have been a few other coronavirus scares.
Yes, so we had a ship off the coast of Florida on Saturday that had 2 crew members from the Grand Princess ship in California that had transferred here to Florida a few weeks ago, and they were tested. Both of those cases came back negative, and that ship was eventually allowed to dock. And then we currently have another ship where we're awaiting test results for 2 additional crew members on the Caribbean Princess ship. But that ship has had to skip its last Caribbean island visit and is now headed straight back to U.S. waters to be held offshore until we get those results.
The State Department over the weekend released a travel advisory, essentially telling people to avoid going on cruises if you're elderly. The Trump administration is considering putting restrictions on cruising. You mentioned this. It looks like the cruise industry is trying to get ahead of it. At the same time, the White House is floating the idea of bailing out the industry with financial support. What are you hearing about that? Do you expect that the cruise companies will eventually need that?
My colleagues in Washington, D.C. reported exactly that yesterday, that and from what I can tell, most of that is coming from President Trump himself. They interviewed several Republican lawmakers who said it's too early to talk about that, and one even said sort of no way. But it's important to remember that the estimate is that 150,000 people here in South Florida work for these companies. So our economy is extremely dependent on this industry, and it is a huge economic support here. I think it's too soon to tell if that bailout will play out, but it'll be interesting to watch in the coming days.
Well, plus it's political, isn't it? I mean, I'm sure that industry carries a lot of clout in Florida, and elections are coming up.
Yes, they make campaign contributions just like any other big corporation. But it's also important to remember they're extremely profitable, these companies. Carnival Corporation is the largest cruise company in the world based here in Miami, and it had a net income of $3 billion in 2019. So the risk of these companies going out of business, I would say, is slim.
That's Taylor Dalvin. She covers the tourism industry for the Miami Herald. Taylor, thanks for your time.
Thank you.